This proposal differs from past plans in that it would apply to those with hearing loss all the way up until age 18. Insurance would cover hearing aids or cochlear implants for more severe loss. Several parents told lawmakers that hearing devices help their children keep up in school. Beth Severson is a mother of 6-year-old Henry, who had hearing aids costing over $5,000. She and her husband paid for that out of pocket, which she said has saved taxpayers money. She says they're not paying for special education that deaf kids need.
Taxpayers in Madison are saving thousands of dollars every year because Henry does not need his own sign language interpreter or a special education assistant. He can be independent in school. Henry has learned how to read using conventional reading instruction methods. Alternative literacy methods like visual phonics have been unnecessary.
One little girl, Michaela Kintawa, told lawmakers that hearing aids help keep her safe and to easily communicate with her mother in another room.
My hearing aids allow me to hear cars when I need to cross the street. They allow me to hear my mom when she says it's time to eat.
13 states require insurance for hearing aids. About 200 children in Wisconsin are born with hearing loss every year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.